So also we have the great schos this Shabbos to continue in the parshios of Vayikra. And the Torah goes on in great detail with the various halachos concerning the sacrificial order. And here in this week's parsha, the Torah introduces us to something quite fascinating. So the Torah says, if you look, it's in Perek Vav, Pasuk Gimel. So the pasuk says, "V'lava shakoin midobad u'michna sevad yobasha b'saro v'herim es hadeshen asher tochal la'ish es ha'ola ala mizbeach v'samo itzal ha'mizbeach." So we'll say the Torah tells us the first order of business when the kohen comes to work in the morning. What's the first order of business? What we call chumas hadeshen. Rabbi said, take. Remember again, over the course of the night, so karbanos are not offered at night. So what did they do at night in the Beis HaMikdash? Rabbi said they burnt all the leftover limbs and all the leftover fats. So that's therefore again, the kohen comes in to work in the morning, and there is a pile of ash. There's a lot of ash, what we call deshen. So the first order of business is that the garbage has to be taken out, right? So ultimately, again, shumas hadeshen, you have to remove the ash. And the Torah discusses the idea: the kohen changes his clothing; he doesn't wear the same big day kahuna that he does the avodah in order to take out the ashes. So let's say, so there's a beautiful and magnificent insight advanced by the Tzaddik Rav Tzvi of Rimenov. Rav Tzvi HaKohen of Rimenov quotes his father, Rav Mendel of Rimenov, who says the following. Let's say, listen to what the Tzaddik of Rimenov says. Ve'hirimes ha-deshen. He lifts up the deshen. So the Tzaddik Rav Mendel of Rimenov says, deshen is reshe tevos. So literally, deshen is ash. But he says it's reshe tevos. What is reshe tevos for? Davar shelo nechshav. Something unimportant. Deshen davar shelo nechshav. Tchila. So he says, tchila. Sorry. Tarim vitala. I'm sorry. Tarim vitala. I'm sorry. Kol davar hanira lecha katan umishulal arach. Take those things that appear to be unimportant, of a very little importance to you, v'samo itzal hamizbeach, and lift them up and put them by the altar. Tazem izeh ma'aracha shel kiddusha. Ultimately, again, make of them something kadosh. So Rav Tzvi explains, what was my father saying? Ve'hirim es hadesh, and you shall lift up the davar shelo nechshav. You shall lift up the thing that is unimportant. V'samo itzal hamizbeach, and make it important. So let's listen to what the Tzaddik of Rimenov was saying. Well, see, you know, in life, we all have categories, right? And usually they're categories that we just make up in our mind. And what are the categories? Things that are important and things that are unimportant. And I will say, now here's, we're speaking amongst chaverim. So I will say, where does that category of things that are unimportant come from? Right? Who made that category that suddenly says, this is unimportant? Right, this in my avodas Hashem is important. This in my avodas Hashem is unimportant. This mitzvah is important. This mitzvah is unimportant. This thing I'm makpid on. This thing I'm not a makpid on. We'll say, where did that come from? What chilek and shulchan aruch did those categories come from? So we'll say it's called like the add-on chilek and shulchan aruch. That's, I'm the author of that one, right? I authored that chilek, and that chilek of shulchan aruch, I decided this is something I need to be careful with. This is something I don't need to be careful with. This is something I have to be makbid on. This is something I don't have to be makbid on. This is something I give my attention to, and this is something I justify. Everyone said we all have that. You know, for some of us, that self-written chelik of Shulchan Aruch, you know, occupies a large space on the shelf. Some people, it's just a little pamphlet. But everybody has that additional, personally authored chelik of Shulchan Aruch where they have self-determined what's important and what's not important. And Rabbi saying, the only way to grow in life is ultimately, again, to take those things that sometimes we treat as unimportant, sometimes we trample on a little bit, and to say, you know what? I'm not perfect. But instead of justifying to myself why I don't need to do this, let me be honest. Let me say, I do need to do it. I do need to be makbid on these halachas. I do need to take this on. I do need to be more careful on this. Okay, I'm not perfect yet. As you saw in Gana Emuna, I'm still in the middle of my 6-day a week, my tshuva of Sheishis Mebreishis, not my tshuva of Shabbos. But I will say, one thing I have to do is I have to be intellectually and spiritually honest. And if at the end of the day there are things in my Yiddishkeit that I am not proficient in, and there are things in my Yiddishkeit that I'm not really fully observant in, let me be honest that, okay, I'm not doing it correctly. I'm not there yet. But let me not justify it away. Let me recognize again that here are my weaknesses, here are my deficiencies, here are the things in which I struggle with. And I'm making a plan. I'm going to try to be perfect. It's going to take me a very long time. And maybe I'm not going to observe it, or maybe I'm not going to keep it, or maybe I'm not going to be proficient for some significant amount of time. But the one thing I'm not going to do is I'm not going to justify that it's not important. I'm not going to convince myself that it's not a halacha. I'm not going to tell myself that, oh, that's archaic, outdated, or for someone else. This is not true. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to be intellectually and spiritually honest with myself. I'm going to gauge where I am, and I'm going to say where I am right now, I'm doing A, B, C, and D, but I'm not doing E, F, and G. But the reason I'm not doing them is not because it's not important, not because I don't have to, but because ultimately, again, I'm just not there yet. But I recognize that one day I have to be there. Says the Tzaddik of Rimenov, we'll say we all have our deshen. We all have our deshen. We all have those things in life of davar shelo nechshav, davar she'eino lechshav, davar shelo nechshav, things that as a result of a variety of different things in life just have become unimportant to us. But I will say, you know where success in Judaic living comes? Veherim es hadeshen v'samo itzal hamizbeach. I will say, I have to identify the things in my Yiddishkeit that have become like ash, that have become trampled upon, that have become unsignificant, insignificant, or unimportant, that are like the deshen. Veherim, I have to lift them up v'samo itzal hamizbeach. And I have to put them on the mizbeach of my avodas Hashem. I have to take those areas which unfortunately I have neglected for a variety of different reasons, some of them very legitimate reasons, and I have to once again make them a priority. And Rabbi was saying, this is Shabbos HaGadol, this is Chodesh Nisan, this is a time of incredible hischachos, a time of incredible renewal. And Rabbi was saying, if we're honest with ourselves, I know I have to end, but we all have dashen. We just all have areas in life that we've neglected. Areas of our own spiritual growth that we've neglected. Some of us have been neglecting these areas for years. Some of us for decades. And some of us just for a couple of months, Baruch Hashem. But we all have that deshen. The first thing the Kohen does when he walks into the Beis HaMikdash in the morning is not go ahead and figure out, okay, what new projects am I taking on today? The first thing the Kohen does when he walks into the Beis HaMikdash is he identifies his deshen. He identifies the davar shelo nechshav. He identifies the area of his Yiddishkeit that he has neglected and trampled upon. And he says, you know what? I'm going to lift them up. I'm going to redeem them. And I'm going to put them on the Mizbeach. And Abosai, that is our avoda as well. To identify our personal deshen. What are the areas that we neglected? Where are the areas where we need chizuk? Where are the areas that unfortunately we've trampled upon and have become inonechshav, have become neglected in our lives? To identify them, and to find the koach to lift them up, v'samo itzal hamizbeach, to once again make them a priority. And in that zechus, the same way the Kohen inaugurates a beautiful day of avodas Hashem, with the lifting up of his deshen and placing it on mizbeach, if we identify, I will say, our deshen, our neglected areas, our trampled upon areas, we lift them up, we put them on our altar, our mizbeach of avodas Hashem, we will be successful, we will be spiritually energized, and we too will be zocha to that beautiful dveikus b'Hashem. We'll say a mazel tov to Shmuel and Shira Artman on the birth of a baby boy this week. Mazel tov, mazel tov.